This is Dairy Radio Now with Bill Baker.
On our Feed Forum Friday, we check in with Dr. Mike Hutchins, Professor Emeritus from the University of Illinois. Mike, you have the current feed situation.
Certainly the growing season is rapidly coming to an end here. Bill, let's take a look what we might be able to see ahead. Let's first talk about corn. Corn yields look to be very high, with something like 3 billion bushels here, with record high yields in a number of different states, not including Illinois, but still the national average, 181 bushels per acre, and that number could go up depending on weather here in the early fall. The current price is around $3.22 a bushel. That, however, could drop down depending on the yield, and some people are suggesting it could be down as low as $3 per bushel at harvest time. Factors are going to be important. First of all, Brazil may be the number one exporter of corn in the future. They're becoming a big player. Number two, ethanol is down about 10-15% in production. And, of course, about a third of our corn is used to produce ethanol because of less driving occurring and with COVID-19. And then, of course, we probably heard about two other factors. Recently, the USDA released and discovered 5 million missing acres of corn. We thought that would really affect the market. It did not. And then, of course, Iowa has been in the news with all the wind damage affecting some 8 million acres of corn in Iowa with green hemp or gooseneck effects on the crop. Let's then move on to soybeans. Second best crop is being projected here since 1986. The average yield at about 52 bushels per acre, but that could easily increase to 54 bushels per acre, depending on weather conditions when the pods are filling. Price right now is projected in the fall about $8 per bushel. That could vary again depending on the yield. And, of course, China. China now is buying lots of soybeans, trying to come up with the trade agreement we had here. But, of course, China and the current administration are having some arguments as well, so that's kind of a wild card at this point. Soybean meal, we expect this fall to be around $270 a ton in the fall. Again, that is directly related to the price of soybean. Again, that could depend a little bit on what's happening on yield and trade. Wheat exports are down because of COVID-19. The crop is also down slightly, but not greatly at this point. And the reason we're seeing a less export is because of countries that have COVID also produce oil. Oil prices are down, therefore they have less funds available. In fact, one author indicates wheat is kind of the canary in the coal mine. And as wheat prices vacillate and vary, the rest of the grains will follow in suit. Hay prices right now are lower, currently about $160 a ton, or projected at that point there. That's down about $25 a ton compared to last year. But here in the Midwest, it's down over $40 a ton because we had a really tough growing season last year. So again, hay prices look to be on the way down, and again, depends on if we get any fourth, fifth, and sixth crops, depending on where you live. So what's our take-home message, Bill? Well, first of all, it looks like feed costs are going to be lower. That's good news if you're buying the feed, and not good news if you're selling the feed. It appears right now that a lot of the crop is going to be a weather-driven market, meaning that if we get moisture and enough degree days, we can see yield variations and improvement. Another factor is the world recession and 10% unemployment in the United States, which means that some people have less money to purchase food and dairy products. And, of course, then the government programs. And, of course, a great deal of discussion going on. Will there be another dairy and agricultural program? According to the Secretary of Ag recently, he said there could be. Well, that completes our program for the day. Thanks. Have a great day.
Thank you, Mike. Dr. Mike Hutchins, Professor Emeritus from the University of Illinois, featured every Friday here on our Feed Forum Friday. $1 billion has been added to USDA's Farmers to Families Food Box program. David Cottrell is with the Agricultural Marketing Service and says that the program will help those who need it most.
Things where they just don't have, the people aren't coming out to anymore because of the pandemic. So these distributors that had this surplus food, they needed an outlet, and people needed food around the country. So we contracted with them to put that food in a food box and ship it to the people who really need it the most.
And that's David Cottrell with USDA's Agricultural Marketing Service. The first two rounds of deliveries through the food box program began on May 15th and will run to the end of the month. USDA says the third round will put more emphasis on food insecurity. And more info on the Farmers to Families Food Box program can be found on USDA's website. Have a safe weekend. I'm Bill Baker, Dairy Radio Now.